Begin the current daf, Masechta Baba Bas, or daf Ayin Beis. Begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf. That is, the Gemara had quoted a halacha from Rav Huna, who said that, although that we know in the opinion of the Rabbanan, when someone purchases two trees in the field, he does not get the land beneath it. If he purchases three trees in a certain area, it's considered its own orchard, then he does get the land with the trees. Only two trees, he doesn't. Said Rav Huna. However, the Rabbanan would agree in the case where he held on to the trees, meaning he sold his field and he maintained ownership of two trees, then he does get the field with it too. Now the Gemara assumed that that halacha would be too obvious for the opinion of the Rabbanan, because whenever someone sells something, which is his field, he's selling begrudgingly, ba'ayin ra. So whatever he's holding on to, which is the trees, for sure he's going to have the land with it too. Rather, the chiddush of Rav Huna is even according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva usually holds meicher ba'ayin yafa meicher. In this situation, it'll be a little bit ba'ayin ra. He will hold on to more than what he's holding on, which is the trees, but the land with it too. Now, and the reason for that is, as the Gemara explained, because or else he's going to be kicked out of the land because the trees with its roots is mankashi'ara, it ruins and it weakens the ground. So therefore, since he wants to maintain the two trees forever, he's holding on to not just the tree, but the land with it too. Now, the Gemara asked on this interpretation from our Mishnah, where Shimon said, when someone's makdish a field, so he equates hektish with mechira, which is, it's only what's obvious to be part of the field is included with that, but everything else is not. Same thing applies to hektish. The one exception is that the charv hamurkim and the sadna shikama is going to be included in the hektish, even though with a sale that's not usually included. Now in the Braiser, we shouldn't explain what's the reason for that. So he said, because ultimately, even though he's holding on to the charv hashikama, the charv hamurkim and the sadna shikama like he does regarding a sale, but where's it nourishing from? From the ground. The ground was all given over as hektish. So it's nourishing from hektish. It could do the hektish, like hektish itself. And for that reason itself, he cannot hold on to the carob tree itself. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, according to Rav Huna, if he says that everyone agrees that when someone is selling everything and holding on to two trees, which is the equivalent in this case where he's being makdish his field and he's holding on to a tree, a charav hamurkiv, that not only is holding on to the tree, but he's holding on to the land beneath it too. So then where's it nourishing from? Not from the land of hektish, but from its own land. So why, according to Reb Shimon, would it be that the trees have to be included, in this case, the charav hamurkiv, in the sale, in the hektish of the field itself? So there the Gemara concluded and said, you're right, that Reb Shimon, and so to Reb Akiva, who Reb Shimon's going like, who's his Rebbe, hold that when you're being makdish the field, you're being makdish the entire field, including the land beneath it. So too, when the person is selling his field and he's holding on to just two trees, he's giving ba'ayin yafa the entire field and not even the field beneath the trees he's not holding on to. And therefore, if the trees died, he would not be able to replant it. He's not keeping the land beneath it. And Rav Huna said, his halacha is going like the Rabbanan. That's what the Gemara said in the previous daf. That's why Gemara continues and says, which is going to refute the answer we gave for Rav Huna, where we said, oh, although it's difficult for Rav Shimon on Rav Huna, Rav Huna is not going according to Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon is like Rabbi Akiva, and Rav Huna is going like the Rabban. Could you really hold and explain to Rav Shimon is like Rabbi Akiva, and to say that, oh, that's why the Charev and the Shikama go to Hektish? Because when someone is meicher, when someone is makdish, it's be'ein yafa, it's with a generous eye, and that's how you explain the Reb Shimon, which is like Reb Akiva, and therefore it's not difficult, and Reb Huna is going like Rabbanon. But that asks the Gemara, but Vatarlin the Braisa, that says that Reb Shimon is not like Reb Akiva. Because as follows, the Braisa says, hikdish shleshi lanis. If someone was makdish three trees, and three trees is considered already its own field of trees, and then automatically, when you makdish those three trees, you makdish the land with it, which is whatever is necessary for the nourishment of those trees, is considered as its own field. Now, as Rashbam points out, this halacha, this price, is talking about young saplings, because in regards to older trees, actually the Gemara says in Perek Le'achber that for an area of Beisa is for three trees. Here we give a different measurement because they're smaller saplings. So again, if someone's makdish three trees, mimata asara la Beisa, in an area of where 10 trees would be planted in the area of a beisa, which that comes out to 250 amas for each sapling, as the Gemara says in Loyachbar and Avchavav Mabeis. Now, as Rashbam points out, although that regarding selling three trees, the Gemara says later on, the Mirchas Asvin and Avpebeis Mabeis, that that's actually a different area, that's that to be planted from 4 until 16 amas. That's because that halacha is a sale that's contingent on the intention of the seller. Here, the idea of it is not so much as regards to there, where it's in regards to what's his intention to sell, which is the area only around it and to be able to gather the fruit. Here it's contingent on the concept of how much does it nourish from. Because we're talking about when you're being makdish the trees, what's included in that tree, which is how far the roots go and what's it nourishing from. So says the Braisa, so when someone is being makdish three trees in the area of what 10 trees would be in an area of Beisa, so it fits into that criterion of what's considered a stay ilan. So hari hikdish es hakarka vesei lanis, so he's including the hikdish of the trees is the land and the small trees that should be named that's between these three trees, because it's all considered part of that orchard of that Ste'ilan. So Lafikach says the Braisa, therefore, since when he's being makdish the trees, it's not just the trees, it's the land with the small trees, meaning it's that whole area. So Kishu Paida. So when he's coming to redeem it, in other words, he was makdish it. The halacha is regarding hekdish, then you could be paid, you could redeem it. So halacha is, in this situation, he does not have to redeem the trees separately according to their value on the market, and the land according to the evaluation that the Torah gives in Vayikach of Zion, that if someone is makdash his steachuz, which is his inherited ancestral land, the pasuk says, the value goes according to the plantation, which is regarding a planting of a chaymer of barley for 50 silver shkalim. Rather, the Bryce is telling you that you can redeem them all together as one, according to the calculation of Paida Bezera Chaymer Sa'irim, according to the redemption of the planting of a chaymer, which is a certain measurement of barley, in this area, according to Bechamishim Shekel Kesef, to 50 silver shkolim, which again, this area is an area of base kor, which is 30 saw. So that comes out for a period of the whole Yevil cycle, is a sela and a punyan per year, because that's the calculation of 50 silver shkolim for the 49 years of Yevil, but rather there actually is an extra punyan, which has to be then evaluated in, as the Gemara says, because actually a sell is only 48 punyin, so it has to be that extra bit. Now, the source for this halacha is because it says in the pasuk vim misdeach uzasai, which it says whatever's in the field of the ancestral that you were makdish. Now, the trees, as we learned in the previous dafta, samachtes mabeis, which is the halacha of our Mishnah, from the Yochum Ste Ephron, that the trees are included in the field. So here, although you really were makdish the trees, but when you're makdish the trees, three in this area, then that's being makdish the land too. So essentially, you're really being makdish the sada, which includes the trees too. So whenever you're makdish the sada, which includes trees, the halacha is you don't have to redeem the trees according to their value, rather according to this gezeiros hakasev that the Torah says, according to how much could be planted in that area, of that's how much shkolim you have to give for that amount, that's how much that's how much the pidyon, the redemption is going to be. Now, continues the Braisa, but let's say pachis mekan, let's say that there's less space than that, meaning it's more condensed, the trees. So then it's like a forest, which everything is very tightly together, and then we don't consider it like this, what the Torah is talking about of being makdash steachuza, because ultimately you can end up taking out some of those trees so that they could be planted properly. Let's say there's actually more space than that. They're more spaced out and than the land than what they need. Then actually the halacha is that it's not like a stay ilan, because it's not like a field. The field, they're closer together. Rather, it's like being makdish the individual tree and you're not being makdish the karka. And so too, as we learned the same halacha regarding someone that sells three trees in Perek HaMechitzas HaSemina, has to be in this exact area of how interspersed, not too much, not too little. But if it is too much or too little, or if let's say he wasn't makdish them all three together at the same time, but rather consecutively, he was first makdish one and then another one, even if they are in that exact area spaced out together, still his intention was not to be makdish the karka. So then the lachis is the brisa, then hareza loy hikdish, and then in that situation he has not been makdish loy hakarka, not the land that's beneath them and between them, v'loy yasei lanish b'neim, and not the small trees that's between them. So lefikach, therefore, in such a situation, Kishu Paidu, when he's coming to redeem the trees, Paidu Yasilonis Bishab Yein, so he's going to redeem the trees according to their market value, like anything that's hektish, because this whole halacha, this exercise of calculating 50 silver shkalim for the area of a base kur is only said regarding someone who's makdish sde achuz in the field of his ancestral inheritance, but if you makdish a tree without land, then that halacha was not said. Continues the Braisa. V'loyoid. Not only that. In other words, not only where the situation is that he was makdish, let's say, three trees consecutively, one after another, or when it was wider or less, and he was not subsequently makdish his karka, where then, like the Braisa just said, that you redeem the trees according to their actual value, but continues the Braisa with even a bigger chiddush. So even in the case that we just described, if he was makdish the trees, which did not include the ground, because it was one after another, and then subsequently, after he was already makdish the trees one after another, he went and then was makdish the karka, the land that's in that area, that's between them and under them. Says the Braisa, even in such a situation, when he's going to redeem the trees, he's going to have to redeem the trees according to their actual value. And then, he'll have to go ahead and redeem, if he wants to, the field, according to the value of how much that a chaymer of barley is planted in that area for 50 silver shekel. In other words, he does not redeem the tree together with the field. Now, the reason for this is because originally, when he was first only makdash the trees, he was makdash them according to their actual value. Then when he was later makdash the karka, so he's going to have to redeem the karka according to his selah and the punyan according to the year, besides the redemption and the valuation of the trees according to their value, because they're really two different acts of being makdash. This one, the trees were being makdash for their value, and the field was being makdash according to the calculation of 50 silver shekel. And we're not going to create a loss for hektish of the value of the actual trees. The reason for that is because the moment he was makdish just the trees, the halacha tells us, when you say something praktish, it's like you really gave it to hektish. So from the moment that he was makdish the trees, it was already considered valuable to hektish to be redeemed according to their actual value when it wasn't with the land yet. So even if he subsequently did the land, we don't view it now as one big field to the trees to be included in that. Rather, they have to be redeemed separately, the trees according to their value. Continues the Gemara. Now, Mani, who's the Tana of this Braisa that taught that you have to redeem the trees according to their actual value, which sounds like that even the space of the land beneath the trees were not originally being makdish with the trees themselves, because if it was, then you already had it as part of the land of his De'achuza. Rather, it sounds like that the Tana of this Braisa is telling us that when he's makdish b'ayin ra, begrudgingly, stingingly, and the only thing he's being makdish are the actual trees without the land beneath it, when again, it wasn't three trees at the same time. So it wasn't a field, it was just one tree. You're not being makdish with the land beneath it. So who's this Tana like? E, Rebbe Kiva, if the Tana of the Braisa is Rebbe Kiva, you can't say that. He says that when someone sells something, as we learned in our Mishnah on the previous daf, he sells with a generous type of an attitude. And he holds that when someone sells two trees, the buyer gets the land. The buyer has the land beneath it. Because he does not hold to that halacha in the Mishnah and Perek HaMeches HaSvina, that when someone buys two trees from his friend's field, he doesn't get the land. Rather, that, as we explained in the previous daf, that's only going like the Rabbanan. So if Rebbe Kiva holds that when you sell two trees, the buyer gets the land beneath it, so v'chol shekein makdish, so for sure when you makdish two or three trees, even one after another, that for sure hektish is going to get the space, the land beneath the trees themselves, and then it should be allowed to be redeemed based on the land according to the calculation of the planting of a chaymer of tzairim. So the town of the Braisa can't be like Rebbe Kiva. E Rabbanan, if you're going to say it's like Rabbanan who disagree with Rebbe Kiva, but ha'amri, but they say, it's only like in the case of the Reisha of our Mishnah that they said when it comes to regards to a sale that they hold it's begrudging. Meaning, I sold you my field, but not the bar and the dus, not even the path to the bar and the dus. Avol makdish, but regarding being makdish something, which actually the Seifa of our Mishnah taught is that the Mishnah said, when did we say this, that according to the Tanakam of the Rabbanan, that it's ba'ayin ra, that's only by a meicher, only by a sale. But regarding hektish, our Mishnah is taught, even according to Rabbanan, ba'ayin yafa makdish, that they also hold that it's being done in a generous way. If it's done, being done in a generous way, so that's like Rebbe Kiva regarding Mechira, that the land should be included. So who is the Tana of this Braisa that's saying that hektish did not even have the land beneath the tree, that the trees were considered totally independent of the land, and that you have to redeem it according to its shavius, according to its value? Alapshita rather says the Gemara, it's obvious, Reb Shimon, that the Tana of this Braisa, like Reb Shimon, who already taught us in the Mishnah, that he equates the halacha of selling to hektish, where just like when you sell a field, you don't include the bar and the dust and the gas and the shayvich, so too when you makdish, all those things are not included. Now, on that is what he's teaching over here in the Braisa, that everything regarding hektish is like mechira, that it's totally ba'ayin ra, totally begrudging. And when he's makdish the trees, he's not makdish the space beneath it. Now, that has to be him, because he's the one that said this, and that's the only other opinion regarding considering it ba'ayin ra. Now, that the Gemara continues. Rabbi Shimon Aliba the man. Who is Rabbi Shimon going like? Meaning, according to which one of his teachers is he going with when he's saying this halacha, this b'risa? Now, the reason for this is because actually Rabbi Kiva was from the students of Rabbi Kiva, as the Gemara says, b'sechtes Yevamos, until Rabbi Kiva came after all his 24,000 students had passed away, until the teachers in the south, and they taught them, which is Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon is one of the students of Rabbi Kiva. And that the Gemara says, who is Rabbi Shimon going like in this b'risa? If he's going like Rabbi Kiva, but we already said that Rabbi Kiva says when someone sells something, even just two trees, he's generous, and the guy gets the land beneath it, that he's going to be generous, and the hekdesh would get the land. And then when you're redeeming, you should not have to give the value of the tree itself. Says the Gemara, rather must be that Rabbi Shimon is going according to the Rabbanan. Now, as Rashbam points out, although the Mishnah tells us clearly that meaning in the Mishnah according to Rabbanon, it tells us that even the Rabbanon agree that by Hektish it is Ba'ayin Yafa. So how could this be Reb Shimon, even according to Rabbanon, that is so Ba'ayin Ra, even by Hektish, where everyone agrees by Hektish Ba'ayin Yafa? And that's the Rashbam. It must be that that's only the Rabbanon who disagree with Reb Shimon in regards to the opinion of the Rabbanon. Meaning other Rabbanon disagree with Reb Shimon according to what's the opinion of the Rabbanon. But the Kasav Reb Shimon holds that no. Kihechi, just like the Rabbanon disagreed Rebbe Kiva regarding by a sale, that the Rabbanon hold the Meicher Ba'ayin Ra Meicher, that when someone sells something, he sells it totally begrudgingly, only what has to be, but everything else he's holding on to from himself. Makdish Nami Ba'ayin Ra Makdish must be that he holds the same thing by Hekdish, is that it's also he's begrudgingly totally. Umeshayir Ara, and that he holds on to the land for himself, and the only thing that he's being makdish to hektish is the actual trees itself. That's why when he's redeeming it, he has to redeem the actual value because it wasn't part of any steachuza. Which that tells us Rabbi Shimon holds that the halacha regarding hektish, or for the opinion of the Rabban according to Rabbi Kiva, is the same thing as regards to sale to a commoner, which is that just like when you're selling to a commoner, it's ba'ayin ra. So too, when he's being makdish, he's being makdish ba'ayin ra. So therefore, the Gemara's question is, you cannot give the answer you gave on the previous daf. When you asked the question from Rabbi Kiva on the halacha of Rav Huna, that you see that there's halacha, as we explained to Rav Shimon the Braisa, that when there's the land, that if someone's holding on to the trees and he's giving everything else away, Rav Huna's halacha was that you're holding on to the land beneath the trees too. From Rav Shimon, we saw clearly that's not true. When he's being makdish the field and he's holding on to the charv hamurkav, although he's holding on to that tree, we said it's going to be considered hektish according to Rabbi Shimon because the land beneath it he gave to hektish. So we said that's not like Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, oh, okay, fine, because Rabbi Shimon's like Rabbi Kiva, and on that and Rabbi Kiva holds that it's ba'ayin ra. On that the Gemara says you can't say that. We just proved now in this brisa that Rabbi Shimon's not like Rabbi Kiva. He's actually like the Rabbanan. So we're back to the original question, because now we see, according to Reb Shimon, that when someone's makdish his field, he's makdish the carob tree because of the nourishing of the field that it's coming from, which is of hektish, which he does not hold the land for himself for the purposes of the carob tree. Rather, he's makdish ba'ayin yafa. And what's going to be included is even the land beneath the tree itself. So the same thing is regarding a sail, where when he's holding onto the trees for himself, that the land itself would be included in the sale, and he's not going to be holding on to the land beneath his tree that he's holding on for himself, just the trees, which is not like Rav Huna's halacha, which Rav Huna's halacha was saying that you would have the land beneath the trees itself. Now, however, not only are we asking a question from Rav Shimon on Rav Huna, actually Rav Shimon contradicts himself as the Gemara is going to continue on Amud Beis this question, because previously he said that when someone's makdish, he's makdish ba'ayin yafa in a generous way. And here we're seeing in this braisa that he holds his ba'ayin ra. But the Gemara is not concerned with that right now. And the Gemara is first concerned with Rav Huna's halacha, and it wants to ask on the original answer that the Gemara gave for Rav Huna that said, oh, from Rav Shimon, that's not difficult in Rav Huna, because Rav Huna's going like Rabbanan. Rav Shimon's going like Rabbi Kiva. But now we just explained here in the Gemara that Rav Shimon's not like Rabbi Kiva. Rather, it's like Rabbanan. So Rav Huna's halacha and Rabbanan is refuted from Rav Shimon. And therefore, we're back to the original question. Now,
Rashbam wants to say not to be gairus these last words of Meshayer Ara, because that would sound like that the Gemara is intending to ask Reb Shimon on Reb Shimon, because over here we're seeing that he says that he's b'makdash b'ayin ra, and that's why he holds on to the land itself in the case of makdash, and he's only giving hektish the trees itself. And yet previously we had learned that he holds that you don't hold on to the land, as actually we had made the inference where he says in the Brisa that, oh, that of course the charav is going to go to hektish because the land beneath it does belong to hektish. So that Reb Shimon contradicts himself. Rashbam says not to have that girsa, because then what's the Gemara continuing on Amud Beis and saying, oh, you're asking a revoinah from Reb Shimon? What do you mean, ask a contradiction of Reb Shimon himself? So rather says Rashbam not to have that girsa Meshaya Ara, and the question is not on that point about that if he leaves over land or not, which is the point of contention of Reb Shimon himself. Rather, it's from the basic idea that Reb Shimon holds Ba'ayin Ra Makdish, which therefore tells us he's like Rabbana, not like Reb Akiva, which refutes the answer we give in the previous daf. Taisus actually says it's not a difficulty, and he says that that wouldn't infer to us this idea, and it wouldn't be problematic to have the words of Meshayer Ara. But that's the Gemara's question on Rav Huna. That the Gemara continues on the Beis and says, well, Ve'el Akasha. But then you have a question. What the Gemara is asking is, it's like almost like Ulutameich, according to your reasoning. In other words, instead of asking on Rav Huna from Reb Shimon, there's a contradiction in Reb Shimon himself. Because here you were learning, if you're saying that Bryce has to be like Reb Shimon, that he holds Ba'ayin Ra Makdish, when someone gives to Hektish, totally begrudgingly. Gives just the trees itself, not even the land beneath the trees. Therefore, when he redeems it, redeem it according to its value, not according to the halachas of a Chaymer Sa'irim of 50 Shkolim of Kesef. Now the difficulty is, but previously we had said in the Bryce on the previous stuff, which explained his opinion in our Mishnah, that said that the reason why you have to give the Charev and the Shikamah to Hektish, even though you're really holding on to it for yourself, because it's like Mechira, is Hayal V'Yankim Mistei Hektish, because since it's nourishing from the land of Hektish, which is the land beneath the tree itself, which sounds like that you, when you're Maktish Ba'ayin Yafa, because you're not holding on to even the land beneath the carob tree itself. So that contradicts even Reb Shimon himself. So forget about asking Reb Shimon on Reb Huna, what do you do with Reb Shimon? So Ella rather says the Gemara, and this is the Gemara's answer, which tells us not to ask on this halacha that we said in the previous daf of Rav Huna, that he was saying his chiddush even in Rabbi Kiva. And also it's going to answer what we thought is a contradiction in Rabbi Shimon itself. It answers both questions with this one point. Rabbi Shimon, l'divreim d'rabbanan kamalo. Rabbi Shimon was responding not according to his own opinion, but according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, as the Gemara explains. Lididi, Reb Shimon was saying, according to me, ki heichad de meicher ba'ayin ra meicher, just like when it comes to a sale, that when someone sells, he sells begrudgingly. Makdish nami ba'ayin ra makdish, when someone is makdish something, he sells totally begrudgingly, as we learned in this past price that we just said. And therefore, v'shuyur meshayer. And therefore, he leaves over, even in what he's makdish, he leaves over for himself. And therefore, since he was not makdish the carob tree or the sycamore tree, you're right. He's not going to be makdish the land that he needs. Just like when someone's selling and he leaves over trees for himself, that he does get the land. And even that halacha would be even according to Reb Akiva, like Rav Huna said, and for sure according to Rabbanan. And Reb Shimon in this previous brisa was yes. We see he holds that hektish ba'ayin ra, he's just being makdish the trees, and the hektish and hektish is not going to get the land beneath it, so too in the reverse case, when he's holding on to trees, he holds on to the tree, and he holds on to the land beneath the tree to itself. But what was Reb Shimon saying in the previous daf, meaning on the Bryce in the previous daf, which was explaining his opinion in the Mishnah? That wasn't his own opinion. That was saying according to the opinion of the Rabbanan. Lididchu, but according to you that you hold that there is a generosity that a person has very much when he's makdish something, and you hold even more than general. He's even makdish the pit and the cistern, which are not even included in the sale, even when you say komashish b'teichai. On that point, Rabbi Shimon was saying, but ayduli miha, but at least agree to me. In other words, it should be enough that you should do and say the halach is by hektish, as much as how Rabbi Kiva holds regarding a sale. I mean, Reb Akiva, who's the one who's more generous in the sale. So fine, if you want to quit hektish, like the way Reb Akiva holds by selling, to say that it is a generosity regarding what you explicitly makdish. For example, let's say when someone's makdish a field. So you could say, and I would agree to you, Reb Shimon would say, according to your opinions, that, okay, he was makdish the entire land in a certain generosity. But the lo hektish elachar of hamurkev v'sadin hashikma. But okay, at the most include, and this is how Rabbi Shimon explained in the Brice in the previous daf, that he's not leaving over any of the land for himself for the necessity of the char, for the carib that he's holding onto of himself. So yes, that's what Rabbi Shimon said. I would understand, according to your opinion, that then the tree would be nourishing from the ground, which is hektish, and then yes, yeah, so then the tree should, the charev and the shikimah should be included in the hektish. But what he was contending was, and that's why he said it this way, not that he agrees to that. Rabbi Shimon the Mishnah wasn't his own opinion, but what he was contending was that regarding the pit and the cistern and the dovecot and all those other things that the Mishnah says that are not included in the field, that should not be included in the hektish, because that was not his intention to be makdish more than what he was explicit regarding. So even if you're going to be generous like Rabbi Kiva is regarding Mechira, but that's only what he said, but not anything that's more than that. Now, Vamri le Rabban, that's where Rabban responded to Rabbi Shimon, which is not explicitly that they said that, but you see that from their disagreement, that Loishna, no, there's no difference. In other words, they weren't concerned to respond to him, because they hold that no, the person that's makdish is makdish everything, because they equate a makdish not to what Rabbi Shimon was saying to be like Rabbi Kiva's Mechira, which is Ba'ayin Yafa, but rather a bigger Ayin Yafa, like when someone gives a gift, where someone that gifts and someone that's makdish does it such a generous way that it's whatever is in the field, whatever has even a little relationship to the field. Now, therefore, the Gemara has now concluded that the halacha of Rav Huna could be even like Rabbi Kiva, as we explained originally, where although we had asked from Rabbi Shimon, on that the Gemara says, well, that Rabbi Shimon, he's a different opinion. And the Rabbi Shimon in the previous Braisa was not a difficulty. The Rabbi Shimon himself is not a contradiction, because there he was saying according to the Rabbanan, he was trying to respond to them and say, even according to your opinion, but it should only be that far. But he himself actually holds totally Ba'ayin Ra. So again, so Rabbi Shimon himself is resolved because his primary opinion is this last price we just quoted. When he's Makdish, only Makdish, what is nothing more than that. But on the previous price, when he was saying that as if you are being Makdish somewhat of Ba'ayin Yafa, that was just saying, okay, but make it only that amount of Ba'ayin Yafa, not that much more Ba'ayin Yafa. And now that we explained that, we could say that there's no difficulty. Rav Huna is like Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva would agree to this halacha. Rabbi Shimon, who was saying that halacha on the previous daf, is not a contradiction for Rav Huna, because according to his opinion, in which, again, he was just responding to the opinion of the Rabbanan, but Rabbi Kiva himself would agree. Now that the Gemara continues on this discussion. It says, B'maya Kimtola. So wait a second. So how are you explaining this last braisa that we just quoted, which we thought is going to refute the answer we gave that Rabbi Shimon was like Rabbi Kiva, and we said you can't say he's like Rabbi Kiva because this last braisa of the when someone is makdish three trees, you see that he holds that it's Ba'ayin Ra, which is not like Rabbi Kiva, holds Ba'ayin Yafa, and the Gemara says you're right, he's not like Rabbi Kiva, but that doesn't contradict the previous braisa, which we were explaining how that's going to work, because that wasn't Rabbi Shimon's own opinion, it was how he was applying to the Rabbanan. So they might say, wait a second, how do you explain this last braisa? Rabbi Shimon, you said that's like Rabbi Shimon. We said it's not like Rabbi Kiva, not like Rabbanan, it's like Rabbi Shimon. And that is the Gemara, Ba'ema Seifa. Now the Gemara is just challenging that interpretation of the opinion of Rabbi Shimon in that braisa. Because look at the end of that braisa. It says, V'loyoid, as we quoted before. Not only that, if he only is makdish to trees, that when he redeems it, it's redeemed according to its value. But Ela fila hikdish to say lanas, even if he's first makdish to trees, let's say one after another, V'chazav hikdish to say karka, and then he subsequently is makdish the land that is underneath and between the trees. Kishu paidu, when he redeems it, paidu say lanas b'shabia, and he still has to redeem the trees according to their actual value. Then he redeems the field separately according to what the gzeres hakasav is regarding to that amount of how much is sown in that amount of the field. And although generally if you makdish the field and included the trees would not be makdish separately. Here you makdish the trees separately and then the field, you have to redeem it separately according to its value. And that has the Gemara, but v'i Reb Shimon. But if it's like you're saying that the Tana of that Brice is Reb Shimon, we have a question. Lazel bas opinion. You should go based on the time of redemption, not the time of when you were makdish it. Now, at the time of redemption, not only were the trees hektish, but even the field around it was hektish. And therefore, you have trees amongst land, and everything is called one big sada, one big field. And therefore, v'nifriku agav arayu, the trees should be redeemed, not by itself, but through the dint of the redemption of the land. Now, why are we saying this? Because the Shemin and the Reb Shimon, the Ozla Bas opinion, we know from elsewhere, the Gemara is going to quote, the Reb Shimon goes not based on the time when something is made hektish, but rather the time of when it's being redeemed. The time, like we learned in the Braisa. Now, what's important to know is that when someone is makdish, a stay mikna, which is a field that it's not an ancestral field, it's a field that he bought. So when it's being redeemed from the Hekdesh, you redeem it according to the actual value. And that's explicitly in the Torah in Vayikra Chav Gimel. Now, whereas when someone's Makdesh Estei Achuza, his ancestral field that he had from his father, so there the Torah set a certain amount of what's sown of a chaymer of Sa'irim for an amount of 50 silver shkal. Now, on that, the Brisa brings as follows. Minayin l'lekech sadeh me'aveh v'kdisha. From where do we know, regarding someone who purchased, so it's a stay mikdah on some level, he purchased a field from his father. Now, he would have inherited from his father, then it would be a stay achuza, but this is the importance of this case. He purchased a field from his father, v'kdisha, and it was makdisha. V'achakach meis aviv, and then subsequently his father died. Now, for sure, if the case would be, if his father first died and then he was makdashid, for sure then, at the time when he was makdashid, it would already was like a steachuzah. But even if not, even if it was first makdashid, then his father died. Says the first opinion of this braisa, which is Reb Shimon, minayish telefon of kaseachuzah, from where do we know that this field is going to be evaluated as not as a stay mikna, which is what it was that he bought from his father, but rather like an ancestral field, which when you can redeem it, you don't redeem it according to its value, but rather according to the Sela and the Pudyon, according to how much years are left in the Yevil cycle. How do you know that? Says the first opinion, Tam Olayma, that's what the Pasuk teaches in Mayikra, that it says, V'im Estei Miknasai, that if it's going to be his acquired field, Ashaloi Misteachuzasai, which is not his ancestral field, that he's being Makdish, and the Pasuk there continues and says, V'nasin Nesa Erkecha, then you give the actual value of the field itself, not the Gzeis HaKasav of Chayma Zeres Ayim. Says Reb Shimon, says this first opinion, what is the Pasuk teaching you? Sada she'ena ru'uya. It has to be a field, if you want to consider it like a stay mikna, to have to redeem it according to its value, that it's a field that's not even fit to be at the time that you makdash it. Li estei achuza, to be an ancestral field. Not today or tomorrow, where that would be a case, let's say, when he bought it from somewhere else. Or even a case where he bought it from his father, but his father didn't die before the Yevil year, which is the time when it expires, to make the redemption. Now, as Rashbam points out, at this point in the Gemara assumes that actually the Pasuk itself does not infer like any of the two different opinions in this Braisa. Rather, it's according to their logic, how they understand the Halacha, that's how they explain the Pasuk, because this first opinion, which is that of Reb Shimon, considers by Ol Hekdesh that you consider it for its redemption during the time, what it looks like at the time of the redemption, which is really how it is regarding any acquisition, that you only purchase something according to how much it's worth at the time of the actual sale. So, therefore, says this opinion, Yatzah Suzu, that excludes this case that we spoke about in this Braisa, Shiru Uyali Yisteachuza, where it is fit to be an ancestral field, because although you bought it, but you bought it from your father, who when he passes away, becomes a Steachuza, so then it's not going to be considered like a Stei Mikna, and rather like a Steachuza. That's the Reb Yehuda, the Reb Shimon. Reb Meir Yehuda, the next opinion says, he says, no. He says a lower level. He says, Minayin l'lekech sodem aviv. From where do we know? If someone purchased a field from his father, umeis aviv, and first his father died, v'achakach hekdesh, and then he was makdesh. Says Remeir, in that case, minayin shtei lefan of kedesh steachuz, how do you know that it's going to be considered like an ancestral field, and it's redeemed according to the 50 silver shkolem? Tam aleim, that's what the Pasuk teaches, and he quotes the same part of the Pasuk, v'im esdi meknasei asher loy misteachuzase, that if it's his acquired field, and not his ancestral field, which tells us, sada she'ena sada achuza, that it has to be a field which is not his ancestral field. That excludes this field, which is ultimately, at the time of being Makdish, it already is, although he bought it, but now it's already his ancestral field, and therefore, that's not going to be included in the halacha of Stei Mikna. But, whereas, if his father didn't die yet, then it actually would return to his father at the Yevil year. As the Pasuk says, Bishnasa Yevil, at the Yevil year, Yashva Sadeh Lasha Kanom Ita, it's going to go back to the one who he bought it from. But now that his father died, now it's already a stei achuza. But again, if he was makdashit and then his father died, which is the case that Reb Shimon spoke about, the Rameir holds that would not be like a stei achuza. That's the point that they disagree regarding. That's the Braisa. Continues the Gemara and says, now ve'ilu Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon, but whereas Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, which are the first opinions, now the Girsa here, the Bach, takes out from this word hecha till the next word hecha on the next line, right beneath this word, that hecha digdisha v'achakach meis aviv, they hold that if he was first makdish and then his father died, So the Girsa puts in the words, Kisteachuzadami. They hold, as was said already, they hold that it is considered like a steachuzah, even in such a case. Not like Remeir. And that the question is, Menolahu, where do they know that halacha from? As the Gemara continues, if it's like, it sounds like the way the Brisa makes it sound like that they know that from the Pasig, but how can you say that? You should say that maybe the Pasig's only coming to teach you the lower level Chiddush, which is like Remeir, because when you have one Ribui to include something, you only include that which is most similar, meaning if the father already died and then he's Makdish, so that on some levels already a Stei Achuzah, that you could hear that's not a Stei Mikna. But to say even the bigger Chiddush that they say, that even if he didn't die yet, it was first Makdish and then he died, that it's still going to be considered like a Stei Achuzah, how do you know that from? El Alav rather proves the Gemara, and this is the Gemara's question, Mishum de Azli, because they go, Reb Shimon and Yehuda, they go logically, Basa Pidyon, they go after the time of the redemption, which at that time, at the redemption, although when he was Makdish, the father was not dead yet, and there was only Stei Mikna, but when he was coming to redeem it, the father had already died, and considered like a Stei Achuzah. And therefore, they explain the Pasuk according to their rationale. So you see that Reb Shimon goes Basa Pidyon, if he's going Basa Pidyon, so how do we understand the halacha of this Braisa, where he says that even if you subsequently were Makdash the field, and then you come in to redeem it, you have to redeem them separately, but why? At the time of Pidyon, it's one big field. So why do you have to redeem the tree separately? On that, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he says, not a difficulty. Truthfully, Rav Shimon does not hold that you go based on the time of redemption, as we see in that previous Braisa, which we say is like Rav Shimon. And since at the time of Hekdesh, you only makdish the tree, although at the time of redemption, it's part of the larger field, which is all Hekdesh, you have to redeem them separately. So how do we understand this last Braisa that we just quoted? Here it's for a different reason. It's because they found a pasuk that's superfluous and they expounded, which is coming explicitly to include this halacha of chiddush that they're saying. But you're right, in general, that we would go after the time of when he was makdish it as a stringency. That since when he was makdish, the trees was only the trees, and that has its actual value, we don't make hekdish lose and then redeem it only based together with the redemption of the field, which was also subsequently makdish. What's this pasuk that they found in the Darshan? The reason is because they say that Im Kain, if it's so like Remeir that you only come in to include from the extra words of the pasuk, the halacha that to be considered like a Stei Achuzah, only if the father first died, and then the son who had bought it from his father then was Makdish. On that they say, Licht of Krubba, then the pasuk should have said as follows. The Imes De Miknase, if it's his acquired field, Ashaloy Achuzase, which is not his ancestral field. That extra word Ashaloy Achuzase would tell you this lower Chiddush of Remeir, or Inami, or it should have said, Stei Achuzase, that's not, even if you're going to say the word Sadeh, but it should say Ashaloy Stei Achuzase, but it's not his ancestral field. Maya Ashaloy Mistei Achuzase, what's this mem? What's this that it's not that which is from his ancestral field? That says Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, it's telling you, added chiddush, esheinu ruuyali is the achuzah. Even that which is, it has to be something which is not even fit to be ancestral field. Yatzazazu that exclude this case, ruuyali is the achuzah, which is fit to be an ancestral field, and that's how they learned the pasuk, that it's saying that if you have an acquired field that's not even partly like an ancestral field, then you redeem it according to its actual value. But if it even has partly like an ancestral field, which is like the case that they describe, when he's makdish and then afterwards his father dies, where there it is on some level that it's like a Stei Achuzah at the time that it was makdish it. Why is it like a Stei Achuzah? Because it could be a Stei Achuzah if his father would die before Yovel. So it's there where they say, okay, so then you're going to be, when that, therefore then it's going to be included as part of a Stei Achuzah, and you're going to redeem it not according to its actual value. But truthfully, they hold, and this answers the Gemara's question that when you are Makdish, you go based on the time of when it was Hekdish, like we explained, as Reb Shimon has said on this Brais on Omer Aleph, where you only Makdish the trees itself, and therefore you have to redeem the trees by themselves. Now the Gemara continues on the previous topics that we said in the topic of the Mishnah regarding the Charv Hamukav and the Sadan Shikaman, as we're introduced with how that applies to Hekdish. I'm Rav Huna. Charav Hamukav v'sadan ha-shikamah, regarding the grafted carob tree and the elderly sycamore tree, which is already cut down, meaning branches are cut down. So, Teres Ilnolav, on some level has the halacha as a tree, but Teres Karkalav, and on some level has the halacha as land. What does that mean? So the Gemara explains. Teres Ilnolav has the halachic status as a tree, which tells us, if someone is makdish or sells two trees, and this, let's say, this charev hamurkav. Yesh le karka. So then the buyer or the hektish has the land beneath it too, which is the same halacha. When someone buys three trees from someone else's field, he gets the land. The fact that this charev, this carob tree, is so significant does not diminish the power of the buyer, where since he's buying three trees, that the charev will also be considered like a tree, where you have two trees and it will be three trees, he'll get the land beneath it too. Now, but also, teres karkalav, on some level, the carob tree has halacha like land, not like tree, to le mizdavin agavara, that it's not sold through the sale of land, which is the halacha of our Mishnah. The Mishnah taught us that if you're selling a field, although regular trees are included, but a charev and the sycamore tree are not included. So it's on some level it's considered like land, which is like a separate piece of land, like its own separate field. Now, if there were two trees in this carob tree, the halacha then would be that only the trees would be sold and not this carob tree. So that's there on that level, it's considered like land and not like tree. A similar halacha of Amar Rav Huna, also from Rav Huna, he says, Oimer sheyesh b'sasayim, a bundle in the fields that has the measurement of two sa. So teres amar lav, on the one hand, it has the halacha as a bundle, but also the teres gadish lav, it also has the halacha as a pile. What does that mean? So the Gemara explains, teres amar lav, on one hand, it has the halacha as a bundle, where dishnei oimrim shikcha, when there's two bundles, it's considered the halacha of shikcha, which is that the owner cannot pick it up, it has to be left for the poor people, which means that it's forgotten. Shnayim v'hu ein shikcha, but if there's two bundles and this big bundle, it's considered that you're combining those two with it, which make for three bundles, and three bundles are not in the halacha of shikcha, because the halacha is, when someone forgets two bundles, he has to keep it for the poor, but when he forgot three bundles, then he doesn't have to keep it for the poor, and then he can take it for himself. So in that regard, it's going to be considered like a bundle, which the Sefri learns this halacha from the pasuk that says, b'shachachto emir basada in the varm chav dalad, if someone forgets a bundle in the field, which tells only if you get a bundle and not a pile, which three is already a pile. So too the halacha regarding an omer that has two sa also is learned out from there in the pasuk where it says lekachtoi, to take it where you have to leave it, excludes the pile which is not taken at one time very easily. That's not considered in halacha of shikcha. Now, but on the other hand, teres gadish alav, it also has the halacha of a pile on it, where therefore even if this sasayim, this one bundle is by itself, it's not going to be considered in the halacha of shikcha, and you could take it, because as the Sefri learns it out from Oimer, it has to be a bundle, not a pile. Does not, like learn the Mishnah Masechtas Peah, that Oimer sheish bei sasayim, a bundle that has two sa in that one bundle, shikcha in the shikcha, it's not considered halacha shikcha, it's not a bundle, it's a pile. So on one level, it is like a bundle, where then it combines with the other two to not be shikcha, but on the other hand, it's also considered as a pile, not as a bundle, meaning when it's by itself. Now, the Gemara continues on this halacha, Amar Rabbi Bar Bachan Amar Rish Lakish, again regarding Charev Hamurkev Besadin HaShikama, regarding the grafted carob tree and the elderly sycamore tree, which we said that they're very significant things, and therefore they were not included in the sale of a field. So if it's someone's Makdash a field, if that includes the carob tree and the sycamore tree, Says Rabbi Rabbi Chana that banu l'machlekes Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yisi Rabbanan. That brings us to the machlekes Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yisi and the Rabbanan, where according to Rabbanan they will be kaddish, which is like the Tanakhama in our Mishnah, where if someone's makdish is makdish ba'ayin yaf in a generous way, like we learned in the Mishnah, which includes everything, even charev hamurkav and sadin hashikma. Whereas Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yisi holds like Rabbi Shimon that holds that when you're makdish ba'ayin ra, and even the carob which nourishes from the field is not going to be Kaddish, because when he's Makdish begrudgingly the field, and he actually leaves over from the field not only the carob tree, but even the space of the ground to be able to have the nourishment of his carob tree, as we explained, because even though Rabbi Shimon had said that the carob, and he said in our Mishnah, and the Brice explained it, that the carob will be included in the Hekdish, that wasn't his own opinion, as we said. He holds, as we said in the second Brice, that no, totally Ba'ayin Ra, that was only in his response to Rabbanan, even you who disagree with me, but at least agree with me on this point. So, I mean, I would agree with you, for your opinion, only that the Charev would be, but he himself actually holds it's not. Now, this is how Rav Shlokesh had heard from his teachers, that this point would be the machlekes of Rav Nachman Rabbi Yisi and Rabbanan, meaning that Rav Nachman Rabbi Yisi held like Rav Shimon. Now, that the Gemara continues at Tava Bayin Gimel Bet Aleph, but Balema machlekes Rav Shimon Rabbanan. Why is it that his teachers told him that it's a machlekes Rav Nachman Rabbi Yisi and Rabbanan? Why don't they say that it's the machlekes Rav Shimon and Rabbanan? And then that would actually tell us what's an important fact that we said previously, that Rav Shimon although he was quoted in the Mishnah and the Braisa explained it, that it would sound like he agrees that the Charev would be included in the Hekdesh, that's really not his own opinion. That was only what he was saying according to the Pindra Abanan, but he himself not. Because if we didn't say that, then based on what we see solely from the Mishnah, we would think that Reb Shimon would agree that the Charev and the Shikma would be considered Hekdesh. As he says, his words sound like that in the Mishnah, El Charev HaMukav, that would be included. Which sounds like that he admits. So why didn't his teacher say that, no, it's Reb Shimon would disagree, which is an important fact to know. And the Gemara answers, no, Hakam Ash Malan, that's what this version of Rish Lakish was telling us. The Reb Nachman Reb Yisik, Reb Shimon Tzvili was telling us that Reb Nachman Reb Yisik holds like Reb Shimon. And that's better to tell us, because this idea of Reb Shimon, we automatically know that it wasn't his own opinion, and it was only according to Pindra Rabbanan, as we inferred from this price that we brought on Amud Aleph, which tells us that he holds that Ba'ayin Ra Makdish, so we know that that contradicts, and then we're going to have to give that answer, which we did give, so therefore we don't have to tell you it's Malchaikis Reb Shimon Rabbanan, we know that, so rather they went for the extra Chiddush to say that's Malchaikis Reb Nachman Reb Yisi and the Rabbanan, because the Reb Nachman Reb Yisi, that's what they were telling us, holds like Reb Shimon. Hanu Lach HaMoiches HaBayis, we shall return to you the fourth parak in Masechta Baba Basra, parak HaMoiches HaBayis.